Nuclear race possible in Middle East. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The United States is putting pressure on China and Russia to do more against Iran's nuclear ambitions. President Bush said they have got to understand the world will suffer if Iran decides to build nuclear weapons. The US and European Union have continually warned the world of the threat of Iran building its own nuclear arsenal. They have urged the United Nations to impose tough penalties on Iran if it continues with its nuclear program. Bush attacked Iran for its refusal to suspend uranium enrichment. He said, "The world has spoken, and yet they are constantly ignoring the demands. My view is that we need to strengthen our sanctions." He plans to try and convince Chinese and Russian leaders that an Iran with a nuclear weapon would be incredibly destabilizing for the world. Iran's nuclear plans are also unsettling its neighbors, who are now pushing ahead with their own nuclear ambitions. Almost a dozen Middle East countries are already in talks with UN experts, who will provide guidance to Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. These countries control nearly half of the world's oil reserves, and they need alternative energies for when their oil runs out. There are fears that this will lead to a scramble for nuclear weapons in the region. The Arab world may feel such a need to counter a nuclear-armed Iran. Mustafa Alani, a security expert in the Gulf, said, "We tell the Iranians, we have no problem with you developing civilian nuclear energy, but if you're going to turn your nuclear program into a weapons program, we'll do the same."